Welcome to Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos, your daily podcast where I deliver powerful God truths to fuel your success. My name is Bossa DeSantos, your host, and I'm honored to journey with you towards attaining a success mindset. I lead Romans 8:19 Ministries, where we equip Christians to know who they are and what they have in Christ, so they can live audacious and impactful lives. In each bite-sized episode, we'll dive into scriptures which affirm the mindsets which have propelled successful leaders, innovators, and visionaries to the heights they've attained. Join me every weekday for a quick, potent dose of eternal wisdom meets contemporary success. Hello, friends and fellow world changers. Welcome to another episode, episode 22, in fact. Today, we're delving into stanza 18. That's verses 145 to 152. And I apologize for the mix-up in the verse numbers yesterday. And the topic today is Save Me, God. It's a prayer, a heartfelt cry for help. This passage reflects a deep personal dialogue with the divine, marked by a commitment to obedience and a desperate yearning for God's intervention and guidance. The psalmist vows to obey all that God commands, seeking salvation and promising adherence to divine instructions. Amidst the darkness before dawn and the solitude of night, there's a profound engagement with God's words and promises. He experiences both the threat of lawless rebels and the comforting proximity of God's presence, affirming the eternal truth and unchangeability of God's commands. Our success principles and key takeaways for today: being committed to obeying God. The psalmist promises to follow God's instructions fully. He seeks divine intervention. He cries for help and salvation that acknowledges God's justice and nearness. He engages with scripture. He practices meditating on God's promises, indicating a life woven around divine words. He's aware of God's presence. Despite opposition, there's an unshakable knowledge of God's close proximity and the truth of his commands. He rises early and he's persistent at seeking God. He practices seeking God's guidance before dawn and throughout the night. This symbolizes a relentless pursuit of divine wisdom. He incorporates divine principles, actively wrapping his life around God's words as a method of living. He recognizes divine proximity. The psalmist understands and takes comfort in the nearness of God, especially when faced with challenges. When God appeared to Solomon in a dream and asked him to request one thing, Solomon asked for wisdom to lead God's people. The Hebrew word that translates to wisdom is hakam, beg your pardon, hakam. And what it means is skill in living. This is what the psalmist is inviting us into, to be skillful at living life using the word of God. That is success. The passage offers a blueprint for a life deeply intertwined with the divine, characterized by a heartfelt plea for guidance, a commitment to follow God's lead, and a profound engagement with his words. It underscores the importance of recognizing God's ever-present truth and justice, even in the face of adversity. This approach not only promises a pathway through challenges, but also anchors the believer in the unchanging truth of God's commands established forever. Now, here's a declaration to make and meditate on throughout today. I am determined to follow every of your command, Lord, to weave your words into the fabric of my life. I stand firm in the truth of your nearness, guided by the unchanging light of your promises. Your justice is my breath, your commands my path. Established forever in your truth, I move forward unafraid. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening and taking action. I trust this episode has impacted you. Please subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Also, if you know anyone who could use these truths, please share with them and be sure to rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Jesus entrusts us with the responsibility of being salt and light in the world. Both traits are nouns and verbs. Who to be and what to do. Romans 8:19 says the world is waiting for us to demonstrate God. So go out and make a difference today, even if it's just one heart at a time. May the grace of God empower you, His wisdom instruct you, and His love secure you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless. Have a successful day and see you again tomorrow.